శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం నమ ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే లిటిల్ లౌడర్ ప్లీజ్ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ సబ్బిన్ ఆర్డర్ టు స్పీక్ వన్స్ అగైన్ టెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ టాలరెన్స్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ బలరామ్ శక్తి ప్రభు ఈజ్ హియర్ సమ్వేర్ ఐ హోప్ హీ గివ్స్ మీ శక్తి ఆల్సో టు స్పీక్ దిస్ కుకింగ్ ఎస్ ఇట్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ వెరీ ప్యూరిఫైయింగ్ టు కమ్ హియర్ అండ్ get the association of devotees. I was just thinking that here we can see the sunrise. In big cities like Bombay or Pune, hardly we see the sunrise because there are many other tall devotees standing, inanimate devotees. It's such an opulence to see the direct sun rising. They chant Gayatri looking at the sun or just the sun rising. The whole atmosphere is so purifying, you know. I wish I could stay here forever. But I do not have any. I have other services, so. But it's actually a very purifying experience. It's good for all preachers to sometime come here and get their battery charged. You know, like you keep talking, your mobile gets discharged. So here, this is a charging point. Association of devotees. That's why actually Prabhupada had these farm communities. There are various reasons. Actually, once Prabhupada asked the devotees, you know, why I have these farm communities, what is the purpose? So one devotee said, organic farming. No. And somebody said about simple living, high thinking. No. So many things. Of course, they are all valid answers. But Prabhupada said no at that time. Although other times he encouraged that. And you know what Prabhupada gave the answer? Prabhupada says this farm community is just facility so that you can save time and chant more and more. So that should be also understood. And also for those who are staying also. Sometimes we are building communities to chant more and we don't get time to chant. That's a paradox. Two extremes, like one devotee can become just completely self-centered. Prabhupada told chant Hare Krishna. So I will not do any service, or I'll do just minimum and run away as fast as possible, like a government job, you know. Other extreme is to just get so much entangled. It's not entangled, but so much absorbed. It's nice, but in the process, neglect one's hearing chanting. So we have to strike a balance between the two, depending on the need of the hour. Like here, our Anant Raghav Prabhu was saying, now December, And January, February are busy, busy months. So that time we may get a little less time for our own hearing. But other months like May, June are like, you know, like sannyas time. We have more time to hear and chant. But somehow or other, every devotee should try to hear and chant more and more. That's something we have to be greedy for. It doesn't just come automatically. Like there's a very famous lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Sai Maharaj. Many times I have quoted this lecture which we had a yatra to Bangladesh. You have heard about this yatra? Our His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj and many senior devotees, including Gaurang Prabhu, Govind Prabhu, Shyamanand Prabhu and Radhesham Prabhu and all the, what do you call it? At that time they would call it TMC. Plus I was also as a guest, I also entered somehow. So that was a very special yatra for those who are, not only for those who are brahmacharis, but also for anybody who wants to make rapid spiritual advancement. Anybody here who wants to make a rapid spiritual advancement? Rapid excourse, you know. So Maharaj mentioned in the lecture there that anybody who wants to make a rapid spiritual advancement should listen to this advice. So there are many beautiful lectures. One of them is a very short lecture because we were going to Narottam Das Thakur's place. You know Narottam Das Thakur's birthplace, Kheturi. So we reached Kheturi, but we were staying in some temple and then we had to go to the actual place where Lord Chaitanya deposited love of God. You know the story that called Prem Tali. Before the advent of Narottam Das Thakur, Lord Chaitanya was crying out, Narottam, Narottam. And devotees were asking that, who is this Narottam? And the Lord Chaitanya is a very great devotee. And through him, I will spread a special type of kirtan. And I am depositing my love of God here. And when Narottam comes, you have to ask him to take bath. So the river Padma spoke. Because we understand the rivers are also they are deities in themselves, like Krishna River, Ganga River, Ganga Mata, and riding on a crocodile. So the river spoke that, how will I know who is Narottam? You know, just like you have got an FD, you give it to somebody, signature or what is that called? You know, if you do an NFT transfer, you need IFC some number. So how do I know who is Narottam? So Lord said, when just by his entering the water, there will be a flood. The water will rise. So Narottam's place. Later on, we see in the story of Narottam, actually, Lord Nityananda told him, go and take bath tomorrow. And he took bath and Lord Chaitanya appeared and embraced him. And Narottam was otherwise a dark complexion, but by the touch of Sri Gaur Hari, he became golden complexion. So that place you're supposed to go. So Maharaj said that first after finishing chanting that maybe we'll just go because it may take a little more time, so we will go after breakfast. So we took breakfast and then it was an informal yatra. So we just some chit-chatting, talking and then it became lunchtime. So he said we'll go lunchtime, after lunchtime. So we'll have Bhagavatam after lunch. So finally, I'm mistaken. Just going was next day but just speaking about it. So Maharaj began the Bhagavatam class little early, that around 3:30 p.m. You know, Maharaj said, "I'll speak shortly about the glories of Narottam." So you're thinking shortly means Maharaj short is also 2-3 hours. You know, I will briefly summarize. You know that is. So 3:30 and 4:30 and 5:30 and 6:30. You're just looking because, and the hall where the lecture was the same was the resting hall also. So we cannot go anywhere. So Maharaj ended the short lecture at around 10 o'clock or so, you know. You must have heard about this 6.5 hours lecture, you know. Another marathon lecture was the life of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, you know. That was in Chowpatty. That day I remember I heard 4-5 hours and I was going to go to Parbani evening train where my dear friend Tarun Nithai Prabhu's Janmasthan, you know. I had booked my tickets, so I had to leave at 5:30. So Maharaj would say, I'm just getting over. So anyway, so in that lecture, in that yatra, there's some very, very beautiful points Maharaj made. It was supposed to be only for brahmacharis, but majority of the things he said are for everybody. Like that Benapole lecture, the first place where we reached was Benapole. And Maharaj, we reached midnight. And Maharaj was smiling and saying, it's good time to come because the prostitute also came the same time. She got a lot of mercies. And the deity of Haridas Thakur, and the deity of that great Vaishnavi, not a prostitute. Earlier she was a prostitute. But when a Vaishnavi takes a devotional service, we do not see the past background. Sometimes we are still attached to, oh, he's doing very nice bhakti. Oh, I know he was smoking cigarettes. You know, he was wearing jeans, pant and like that. We remember the Adi Leela, you know. But we should see only the Antya Leela and the Madhya Leela. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, yesterday I wanted to tell one story which I could not tell, so I am just continuing. There's one story of naked pencher, you know. The small child was, little babies, they don't necessarily wear clothes. If you remember your own leelas also. Luckily, those times there were not so much mobiles. Nowadays, you know, mobile is so common that every time people take photograph, the child is born, the child is walking. So, he was walking naked. Then he started studying and he was getting good marks in 10th standard. So, the neighbors who were somewhat envious, they said, oh, who is that? Oh, that naked pencher. We know, he's getting good marks. He's a topper in high school. Oh, who am I talking about? That same guy, naked pencher. Then he started studying law and he was good at LLB and he got top grades. Oh, he said, that same naked pencher. And finally he became a lawyer. Later on he became even a judge. And these envious people, they were thinking that, oh, he may be a judge, but he may not be getting salary or something. That human tendency is there. We should not see. So there, Maharaj spoke elaborately on the story of Haridas Thakur, how the prostitute came, and for 25 minutes. The whole lecture is 47 minutes, and the last 20 minutes are just general instructions on chanting. It's my favorite topic, and it's my favorite not because I have taste for holy name, but because it's like a medicine. You know, even though the patient may or may not like the medicine he has to take. I was telling about my sister who went through this cancer operation. First operation last month and second. That's one of the reasons I came till Mira Road. I thought, why not come here? So, after the operation, getting cured, the doctor tells to walk. And actually walking is painful because the stitches are there near the stomach. But still you have to walk. So, the patient may not like to walk, but he knows it's good for me. Same way, holy name is like this. In our beginning stages, or even in the, I'm a so-called senior devotee. But from the point of view of eternity, it's not actually very senior. We just think, you know, 84 lakh species of life and average 10 years per species. That means how many years? That 8 crore years. At least 10 circles we have been, Yani, Kani, Papani, you know. 84 crore years, you know. Then devotee was telling me, Prabhuji, I am chanting for so many years, still not got love for God. So I told him, you at least chant for 1% of the time you have been in this material world. That is 1% of that is 84 lakh years. So you cannot do that 1% of 1%, that is 0.01%. 84 lakhs years, 1% is 84,000 years. Or 1% of that, of 84,000 is how many years? 840 years, or 10% of that, 84 years. At least chant for 84 years, then we can discuss. By that time, you'll be Hare Krishna. So actually, our lives, whatever chanting we are doing, compared to eternity, we are just beginning. So we may not have taste. But if we don't have taste, to the degree you don't have taste, to that degree, that means you are diseased. So if you are diseased more, then the medicine dose should be increased. Just like you're taking medicine. Mahabhagavat Prabhu was sick last 1 month back and you take some antibiotics, right? If the medicine, the disease becomes very strong, then you take double dose. Or even in homeopathy, you know, you have this Ferrum, Fos, Netramur. My father was not a doctor, but just by reading books, he could give medicine. And then 4X, 8X. So if the disease is more, you take double dose. So if you're really feeling lack of taste, then you should chant double rounds. You know, if you don't have taste, instead of 16, chant 20, 25 to get taste. Or if you are having taste, then why don't you chant more? You know? So either way, one should just be greedy for holy name. You know? So Maharaj was explaining in that lecture, I would suggest all of the devotees to, as per their convenience, listen. If you go on ISKCON Desire Tree, type Bangladesh Yatra, and then first lecture, and then if you have less time, if you have full time, then you can listen 47, at least the last 25 minutes. The Maharaj explaining how to get the mood of Haridas Thakur. It's one thing nice to go and chant. Yesterday one devotee took me and showed how we have the deity of Haridas Thakur here, and that plant coming from the seed of Jagannath Puri. So it's so fortunate. But then how to get that mood of Haridas Thakur, Maharaj explains elaborately. I'm summarizing here. Maharaj said that first thing is to get the taste is one should be in the service mood, with proper service attitude. Because Mahat Seva, by serving those who have got taste for the holy name, we get taste also. Or in other words, in our movement, we are all serving Prabhupada directly or indirectly. By serving in the mission, whatever allotted service are there, that is one step towards getting taste. Because without service attitude, holy name, like yesterday, we were reading from Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he was saying that it's like Namakshar hai Krishna nahi hai, that there is like the sound of the gun, but there is no gunpowder. So there is apparently some syllables are being chanted, but Krishna may not appear. So service attitude is first thing. But second thing Maharaj says, even after service, the taste doesn't just automatically come. It's not like a time-based promotion. Some offices, some companies, some government jobs are like that if you are just 10 years in the office, you get promotion. But it's not like that in spiritual life. You may make more progress in 1 year than another person may make in 10 years. Or you may take 100 years what other persons takes just 1 year. Because ultimately, spiritual life is based on only one thing, and that is, you remember that story, Prabhupada, somebody going to Prabhupada just as he was entering his car. And Prabhupada, what is the most important thing to make spiritual advancement? And what did Prabhupada reply? Desire, yes. Desire. There's a car model desire, not that. Then somebody may say, okay, I'll get a desire car so I can go back to God. They have the strong desire, you know, that greed, that somehow I want to make it. You have to be somewhat fanatic, not fanatic in the sense of being fundamentalist or fanatic about one's guru or fanatic about this seva, but fanatic that I want to make it in this life. Intense, yes. We summarized it very nicely. Intense. So, actually, one place Prabhupada was talking about the different qualities of devotees. And then he said, one more quality a devotee should have. There's something which is not there in a book, but one devotee told Prabhupada disciple. One more thing is that Prabhupada said, devotee should be slightly crazy. Without being crazy, you cannot go back to Godhead. You have to be crazy for Krishna. Mad for Krishna. Like I told that story last month also, I like it so much. When we had a yatra to Udupi with His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, not this Udupi, but it was in the late 90s or early 2000. And there was Sripad Janani was Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu. So Jayadvaita Maharaj began the talk and he told, Prabhupada once told all the leading GBC members that you are making so many rules and regulations, but do not forget that the aim of life is to become mad for Krishna. Jayadvaita Maharaj is eloquent and very nice, beautiful style. And then Sri Radhanath Maharaj, always finding opportunities to, you know, glorify his God brothers, he took the mic and he said, you are a bona fide madman. Like an ultimate glorification. Then what Prabhupada wanted all of us to be, we have achieved that. But Jayadvaita Maharaj, you know, he never lost any debates in this. From his back to Godhead or in... So he took the mic and said, only one madman can recognize another madman. In other words, that kind of intensity is needed, especially for those who want to remain brahmacharis. And in that same lecture, Maharaj says, or those who want to be perfect grihasthas also. You know that. So, I'm just giving you a little kind of free sample, but if you hear the lecture, it will be original. You know? So Maharaj says that one must, how to get that taste? Maharaj says that one should be begging the Lord for that taste. He uses four words. He said, beg for that taste, plead and cry and be willing to do anything and everything to get that taste. That eagerness should be there. That somehow I must get that taste. Because without developing taste for holy name, spiritual life is not successful. There's no question of going back to Godhead. In the spiritual world, everybody is just chanting and hearing. There's no management in the spiritual world. There's no vehicles. All the vehicles just, they are spiritual airplanes, self-motivated, self-automated, you know. There is no preaching also. Preaching is not there, but glorification of the Lord is there. Everybody is already a devotee. So everybody is just chanting Hare Krishna. Generally we think chanting Hare Krishna is an exercise to come, to become purified, and then we reach and then we stop chanting. But actually it's not like that. Chanting Hare Krishna is the eternal activity of the soul. Just that when somebody becomes, it's like now we are walking normally, you know, nobody has to tell Mahabhagavat Prabhu, are you walking or not? Can you walk or not? It's just spontaneous. But when somebody goes through an accident or a fracture and then he starts healing and then he starts practicing to walk. So I was seeing one patient in the hospital. Okay, it felt very good today. I could walk 100 feet. 100 feet is not an Olympics race, you know. But he was feeling good that I could walk 100 feet. Because for him, walking has become unnatural now. So same way now, chanting is unnatural in the conditioned state. We have to be told, chant at least 16 rounds, chant at least 32 rounds on Ekadashi. But for an advanced devotee or for one who has attained his perfection, he is always glorifying Krishna. In different ways, with musical instruments or without musical instruments, constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And this one particular point also connected with today's verses, like Prabhupada says, the devotees think of the Lord 24 hours a day. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, what is the connection between chanting and always thinking of Krishna? In the introduction, Prabhupada says, that Krishna's instruction is man mana bhav mad bhakto, always think of me. And the same thing is translated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Kirtaniya Sadahari. So, Maharaj explains very in great detail how to get that taste. You should beg for that mercy, plead for that mercy. Pray to your spiritual master, pray to Srila Prabhupada, pray to the six Goswamis. Please give me that taste. That's why Srila Prabhupada chose to prepare in Radha Damodar temple before going to America, because the personal presence of Rupa Goswami. But here also, because this is non-different from Vrindavan, we have Prabhupada's room. Yesterday I was chanting Prabhupada's room, or all the holy places here. So it's a very, very special place to pray for that taste. When will I get that taste? And willing to do anything to just get that taste, even a drop of that taste. Especially Maharaj refers to, says the number one problem in this material world is the desire for sex life. Whether you are brahmachari or grihastha, we are all victims of the power of Maya. Like that Kapila Dev says, just see the power of Maya. Just by the movement of the eyebrows, the greatest kings are controlled, you know. So, Just understanding this on an intellectual level is not enough to maintain purity for brahmacharis and even for grihasthas to follow the regulative principles. Just that is not enough. One has to get the higher taste. So developing taste is not a luxury. It's not something that only for some devotees, only for sannyasis, only for very senior. From beginning of a spiritual life, we should have that goal in the mind. We may be far away from the goal, but that aspiration will keep us going on. And eventually, as we become older, the body becomes diseased, abilities are lost or reduced. So the only thing we can do till the last point is hearing chanting. So that particular lecture I would suggest, please listen. The Maharaj actually ends with a very beautiful prayer. He says, let us pray to Haridas Thakur. I remember yesterday when I saw the deity of Haridas Thakur just down the stairs. So they said, pray to Haridas Thakur to give us that taste. That can help one to become purified. In today's verse, also there is a point which Prabhupada is elaborating, that how Dhruva Maharaj was always thinking of Krishna. And then the purport is very much similar to the story of Ambarish Maharaj. He says, a pure devotee does not know anything beyond the Lord. The Lord does not know anything beyond his pure devotee. You know, there's a verse like that. Sadhu Hridayam Mayam. The sadhu is in my heart and I am in the heart of a devotee. They do not know anything else except me. I do not know anything else except them. In other words, Krishna is reciprocating with our feelings, with the deities also. Like I am coming here as a visitor and I am seeing the deity. Yes, that is Krishna begging for some mercy. But those who are very intimately serving Radha Vrindavan Vihari, offering aarti, like our Yugal Prem Prabhu, or I do not know the complete schedule. So everybody here is more or less doing some deity worship. Such a great fortune to be able to serve the Lord directly. So as we surrender, so Krishna reciprocates. Same applies in holy name also. As we are chanting, to that degree we receive that taste. We are more in the mood of humility and prayer and begging, then the more we receive that mercy. This applies a very, very, very universal principle. Even it applies to other devotees, to a spiritual master also. As we are surrendering to the spiritual master, to that degree we receive mercy. Of course, it may not come in the form of, external reciprocation. Like sometimes devotees think that I've been serving for so long, but I'm not getting external reciprocation. This other devotee, somehow he's in some department where he gets direct reciprocation from the spiritual master. There is, of course, a external understanding. But really, like we see in the life of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj also, it's not that he was directly receiving reciprocation from Prabhupada for the services he was doing when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet. He was just working under his local authority and apparently not very well known in society of devotees. But because he was surrendering, that internal spiritual advancement is there. The devotee should keep that goal in mind, that how Krishna in the heart is pleased. The Lord in the heart is the ultimate witness. Sarvasa chaham hridi sanna vishto. And he knows what my motivation is. There is a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One devotee, Vallabha Bhatta, Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya is a very exalted person. He is now known as Mahaprabhu in the Vallabh Sampradaya, in the Gujarat Deha Pushti Marg. So he's a very great devotee. But somehow or other he had some pride. And he was staying in Prayag and the bank of the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. And Lord Chaitanya came to Prayag. And Vallabha Bhatt invited the Lord to his place for prasad. And as they were crossing the river to go to his home or to his ashram, Lord Chaitanya saw the river Yamuna and he just jumped in the river. The devotees had to go down and pull out the Lord. Mahaprabhu Yatra, there was no band at that time. He was just so spontaneous because he was making the Yatra. So there's no. Wherever he goes, that becomes a Yatra spot. Gaur Amara, Jesavasthane, Korila Brahman, Sesavasthane, Heribu Ami Prane. Wherever my Lord Gauranga goes, I want to go there. Recently, one devotee was telling me that there's a place in Jharkhand where Lord Chaitanya was making the animals dance. Has anybody been there? That's the, huh? Yeah. So very. I wish I can go there also. Wherever Lord Chaitanya went, we go there. So then Lord Chaitanya went there and he was received very nicely. He did a lot of katha, preaching also. But then Vallabha Bhatta and others were in anxiety that the Lord may jump in the river any time. And many people would invite the Lord for prasadam. And some people were disappointed. So Vallabha Bhatta and Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who was with Lord Chaitanya, they were somewhat tense. They decided that we should take the Lord back because we don't know, he may jump in the river. And so they told those who were inviting that you come to where Lord Chaitanya is staying and invite from there. Because if he goes with you from here, it will be our responsibility. He may jump in the river. So he decided to come back. So Lord Chaitanya came back. And while coming back, the devotees were very clever. They did not go via Yamuna. They came via Ganga. Because Yamuna is, of course, Yamuna, Ganga, both are in one sense fortunate. But Yamuna is directly bluish complexion, remembering Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya was very kind and cordial to him. But after many years, when Lord Chaitanya came to Puri and Vallabha Bhatt came to meet, Lord Chaitanya knew that he had some pride. And just to remove the pride, Lord Chaitanya behaved with him strictly. So he said, I want to tell you something about Bhagavatam. Something. Lord Chaitanya says, Bhagavatam, I'm not qualified to understand Bhagavatam. I'm chanting whole day and night. I'm not able to finish my rounds. So I cannot discuss Bhagavatam. So he said, oh, holy name. I can give you a seminar on holy name. I can talk about holy name so much. Lord Chaitanya says, as far as I am concerned, I only know there are two names of Krishna. One is Shyam Sundar, the other is Yashodananda. That's all. So Vallabha Bhatta was thinking, why is the Lord so strict with me? Earlier in Prayag, he was so kind and cordial. And what is the reason? And then he wanted to share what he had with other devotees. But all the devotees were reluctant to hear from him because they knew Lord Chaitanya is not hearing. And then he came to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is Rukmini Bhav. He has the Bhav of Rukmini. Like Jagadananda Pandit has the Bhav of Satyabhama. Little demanding. But Rukmini is very docile. And you know the story of how Lord Krishna tested Rukmini by telling her to marry someone after the children had grown old. And she became so. So Rukmini Bhav was there. So Gadadhar Pandit was so soft. He could not say no to Vallabha Bhatta. And then he was thinking, now what will I do? What other devotees, they will not like that I am hearing from him. But Lord Chaitanya is the super soul in the heart. He will understand. So he would hear sometimes. So I was telling this point that sometimes we may do something which not necessarily all devotees may appreciate. Of course, we should always do with the guidance of the spiritual master. But on an external level, it is very difficult to everyone to appreciate even sincere devotional service. So finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to further purify Vallabha Bhatta. So Vallabha Bhatta came again. He says, you know, you are chanting Hare Krishna all the time. We should understand that we are Prakriti and Krishna is Purusha. Krishna is the husband. He is the master. We are all, in a spiritual sense, Krishna is the only male. So we are all Prakriti. So a woman is not supposed to speak the name of the husband. That was the custom that time. I don't know whether it's still valid. So, he would say something like, that who has come? That's Chunnu ke papa aagaye, So but his father has come, not the name. So how is that you are chanting Krishna's name? Vallabha Bhatta asked this question. So Lord Chaitanya, he smashed Vallabha Bhatta. He said, Tumi na jani, you do not know. First duty of the wife is to obey the husband. And our husband Krishna said, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So then he was thinking, every time I try something, I'm smashed to pieces. What should I do? So he decided that he will speak about a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He came to Lord Chaitanya and said, I have written a commentary on Bhagavatam which is superior than that of Sridhar Swami. Because Sridhar Swami wrote at a particular time, in particular situation. Now the situation is different. The Lord Chaitanya immediately said, Swami jena mane kare vishya raganan. that if somebody does not accept, the word Swami is used as a pun. It means one word having two meanings. Swami means Sridhar Swami, and Swami means husband. The woman is not chaste or loyal to husband, like she's like a prostitute. Same way, if you do not accept Sridhar Swami, spiritually, you are worthless. And Vallabha Bhatt felt very despondent. He was feeling like a duck in the presence of swans, white swan. And then he went back home and he was thinking, why is it that every time Lord Chaitanya is behaving so, earlier he was so kind, now he's so harsh to me. What is the reason? Then the Lord gave him intelligence that actually this is doing for my purification. Just like Krishna smashed the pride of Indra, the same way Lord Chaitanya is smashing me. And then he went back to Lord Chaitanya and offered his obeisances and surrendered to him. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy. He said, if you are actually pleased with me, please come to my home for prasad. And then Lord Chaitanya again honored him. So Lord's behavior with the devotee is very difficult for an ordinary person to understand. How he is reciprocating with his devotees. The principle is, ye yatha mam prapadyante. Lord, like Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya is willing to tolerate the beatings, the 22 marketplaces when Haridas Thakur was being beaten. Lord Chaitanya first sent his Sudarshan Chakra and Haridas Thakur told the Chakra, go away. I can tolerate my beating but not that of others. I mean, just put yourself in that situation. Where somebody is beating you in a public place, in a bus stand, a railway station or a road, and the police comes to help you, how would you reciprocate? You know, you would immediately say, this is the rascal, you know. He's beating me, I'm senior Vaishnava Parad. And forget Vaishnava Parad, but even legally. But Haridas Thakur, he just felt that their suffering is more painful to me. I mean, this is not just like a, you know, touching with a cane. But actually being brutally beaten by iron rods. And Haridas Thakur is simply smiling. That is why we honor Haridas Thakur so much. Because of his tolerance. Like that famous sentence by Prabhupada. One can know the greatness of a person by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. So, now here we see a contrast. Not a contrast, but a reciprocation. Haridas Thakur is willing to suffer for the Lord. How the Lord is reciprocating? The Lord is suffering for Haridas Thakur. Again, you see how Haridas Thakur is glorifying Lord Chaitanya, glorifying the holy name. And how does the Lord reciprocate? When Haridas Thakur leaves the world, Lord Chaitanya is reciprocating by glorifying. Like Srila Prabhupada made Krishna popular all over the world. And Krishna made Prabhupada popular all over the world. You know? So devotees receive direct reciprocation from the Lord. And one beautiful point with Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explaining in connection with the giving up of the sex desire. Maharaj is saying, why the Lord is pleased? He's pleased with everybody, but why especially in the renounced order? Because in this material world, the greatest pleasure is the pleasure of sex life. So if somebody can give that up for the pleasure of the Lord, then that becomes very pleasing to Krishna. You know? It is not that the ashram in itself is better or something, but the fact of giving up what you love the most, what is most pleasing to the senses and the mind, we give that up for Krishna. Like people take vows, you know, that this month I will not take a sweet. If somebody takes a vow, I will not take any burnt rice. You know? I will give up eating saltless khichdi. You know, so that is not a big vow. Because anyway, you cannot taste it. But you like something very nice, like idlis or dosa, and I give that up for Krishna, then Krishna becomes very pleased. The whole idea is that, like Bible says, love God with all thy heart and soul. Love God more than anything else. So tapasya gives us an opportunity to sacrifice for Krishna. We also see that this verse, yeyatha mam prapadyante, as Prabhupada says here, in one place it fails. The case of the gopis of Vrindavan. Na pareham. Krishna says, although it is my promise that as people surrender to me, I reciprocate accordingly. But your service that you have rendered is immeasurable. even in the lifetime of Brahma, I cannot repay you. Just be satisfied with your service. There is the ultimate glorification of the gopis, which Krishna himself is offering, that I cannot repay you. Just be completely satisfied. And this, actually, why Krishna is saying I cannot repay, is also to glorify the gopis more. And Krishna, there is nothing that Krishna cannot do. Like Prabhupada, you know that famous point that can God create a mountain which is so great that he cannot lift it up? And Prabhupada explains, yes, he will create a mountain that is so great when you still lift it up also. So why can't Krishna repay the gopis? In Brahma's lifetime, he can repay in 1 second also. At the same time, Krishna is showing the greatness of the devotee's service by saying, I am so much indebted to you. Talking about reciprocation between Lord and his devotee, Lord Chaitanya told Vasudev Datta, I am a property of Vasudev Datta. He can sell me anywhere. I am his man. Why is he saying like this? Because Vasudev is imbibing the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Like Prabhupada writes that to get the mercy of the Lord, one should be recognized by the Lord. In today's verse, also it said that not only you, but other confidential devotees are recognizing you. This recognition is not external recognition that, okay, I distributed 10 Bhagavatam sets, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The reciprocation, which is by Lord, is based on humble service attitude. When one is humbly serving the Lord, then the Lord in the heart is reciprocating with him. So, Vasudev Datta, why the Lord is speaking about him in such glorious way that I am his property? Because Vasudev Datta Thakur is offering this prayer. When Lord Chaitanya asked, Vasudev, I can fulfill any desire that you have. So what did Vasudev Datta ask for? He began by saying, my heart breaks to see the sufferings of all living beings. You know, the Lord and a devotee are one. When you say oneness of the Lord and devotee, it's not like impersonal merging, but oneness of desire. The devotee makes the Lord's desire his desire. Thy will be done. Those are not pure devotees. They make their desire the Lord's desire. You know, my Lord, I want this. You also better do this. You know. No, but, so Vasudev Datta, what is his desire? Let all living beings, irrespective of which planet they are, or from which species they are, let all of them be delivered and go back to Godhead. If you analyze this prayer, it is so deep. Prabhupada analyzes it in the purport by saying that Lord Jesus Christ also offered prayers. But Lord Jesus Christ only offered prayers, he said, that for the Christians that will follow me. Like I may like to pray for those devotees who are close to me or known to me. You know? Or at most I may say, I pray for all ISKCON devotees. I pray for all Vaishnavas. But or if I even extend, I may say, I may pray for all human beings. But how many of you would like to pray for the mosquitoes who come to bite you in the night? You know? How many would like to pray for the snakes and the scorpions or terrorists? You know? It's very hard to imagine. But Vasudev Das Thakur's prayer mood is that place. Some of you have been to that birthplace of Vasudev Thakur in Mamgach. I remember earlier, you know, Radhanath Maharaj would personally come with us to all the spots. And when he would go to this spot, you know, he would just say that I'm not speaking anything. So devotees, you tell them to go to the next place. And then I was there with some devotees who were observing Maharaj, how intensely he was praying and literally crying for in that place, Vasudev Thakur's place. Vasudev Thakur is one of the greatest heroes, role model for all ISKCON devotees. Especially Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he would say publicly that, yes, Vasudev Thakur is my hero. You know? And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj also took on a similar mood that, you know, and let me suffer. Vasudev Thakur prayed like that let all living beings go back to Godhead, and if they are too sinful, not eligible, then please transfer their sin to me. I am willing to go to hell forever if that alleviates the sufferings of others. A neophyte devotee like myself would say, my Lord, please take me back to Godhead. And my sins, you can distribute, so many devotees are there. Let me be delivered, you know. But here we see the contrast, a pure devotee. And not only he said like this, but he actually meant it. Like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj offered a similar prayer, and in a short time he had cancer in the leg, some part had to be amputated, and you know, still he was, to the end, he was smiling. I remember many, many years back, I was 1996, I was given this service for 2 years. I was in Pune, and acting as a so-called president. So I was staying in Pune, and at that time, Radhanath Maharaj would come to Pune very often, 3-4 times a year. That was the stage when the temple was just small temple development from the previous management to the management connected with Radha Gopinath temples. So Maharaj came, and that one of the time he came, I was very sick and I did not go to receive him. And then Maharaj had this usual program. Then I was in the Brahmachari ashram, and then he came to see me, and then he said, suffer happily. So I did not understand. Then I realized what he's saying, that suffering you have to go through. That is Krishna's plan. Now it's up to you whether you suffer grudgingly or happily. The devotee's mood is, anyway there's going to be happiness and distress. So let me accept it happily. So Vasudev Thakur was happily accepting. And Prabhupada writes that the compassion of Vasudev Datta is million times more than that of Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, all Vaishnavas are great, but even in greatness, there is great, greater, greatest. You know. So Vasudev Datta, when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became very happy. He said, it's not surprising that you are speaking like this, because you are Prahlad Maharaj. You know. Same Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Neva Dvija, I do not wish to go just be like a recluse. But I want to, you know, help others become Krishna conscious. He's praying for his father. Can you imagine? How would you pray for a person who tried to kill you several times and somehow you escaped? He's praying that, please deliver my father. Or we see in the life of Quraysh. Quraysh is such an exalted great personality, disciple of Sripad Ramanujacharya. That when Ramanujacharya's life was in danger, Quraysh offered that, Gurudev, your life is much more precious. These people are calling you for a debate, but actually they're going to kill you. So I will go dressed in your form and you escape from here. And Ramanujacharya accepted it. In one sense, we can say Ramanujacharya is Ananta Shesh. He could have just killed all of them. But when a devotee comes, or even when the Lord comes in the material world, they generally act ordinarily, or even they abide by the laws of material nature. Not always. They can act beyond. Like Krishna sometimes is, you know, exhibiting supernatural, and sometimes he's behaving like a little baby crawling in the dust of Vrindavan. One great devotee, Raghupati Upadhyay, he offered this prayer. And Lord Chaitanya told him, Raghupati, please sing a prayer. So he said, some people, they worship the Upanishads or the Mahabharata, but I worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Lord is crawling like a baby. You heard this beautiful prayer. The Lord asked him, which form of the Lord is best? He said, Shyam Sundar. Which age is best? Balya Pavanda Kishore. That Kishore is the best. And which, among all the places, which is the best? Not New York, London, Bombay. Vrajadham, Madhupuri, best. And among all the rasas, which is the best? And Shringar Rasa. So anyway, coming back to the point, Prahlad Maharaj's mood, the mood of compassion. In other words, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a discussion between Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is asking Haridas, how will the Yavans be delivered? They're constantly killing Brahmanas and they're eating cow's flesh. How will they be delivered? And Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, do not worry. Tumi chinta na kariya. Now here is very, something very strange. Like generally we say, devotee, don't worry, God will take care of you. But a devotee is telling God, please don't worry. You know, so the Prabhupada writes in the purport here, the devotee is taking on the anxieties of the Lord. One who takes on the anxiety of the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very dear to the Lord. Like by serving here in Society of Devotees in this Govardhan Eco Village or anywhere in ISKCON, under the guidance of Prabhupada's representative, we are actually taking the anxiety, the trouble for furthering the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And to the degree we take that anxiety, to that degree we become dear to the Lord. So we see that Lord Chaitanya told Vasudev, it's not surprising. Do not worry. All living beings will be delivered and you will not have to go to hell. Same with Murari Gupta also, Lord said like that. And he said for Srivas Thakur also. He says, wherever Srivas Thakur is doing kirtan, I will appear. He told Srivas, not only you, your brother, he had three brothers, Srivas, Sriram, Shripan, and Srivas, Sriram, Shripati, and Srinidhi. He says, not only you, your brothers, your entire family, they are all very dear to me. Even the dogs and the cats and the servant and the maid servants, they are very dear to me. They're the Muslim tailor of Srivas. Obviously, he was not necessarily following the path of bhakti. But Lord Chaitanya showed him his beautiful form, which even the brahmanas of Navadvip, they could not see. But because these personalities, although apparently in a Muslim family, they are connected to the Lord's devotee. So they got this mercy. Because here the Lord is saying, I am in the heart of my devotee, a devotee is in my heart. So when I am hurting a devotee, the Lord is specially there in his heart. The Lord is hurt. Tomara Hridaya Sada Govinda Vishram Govinda Kahena Mura Vaishnava Pran. The Lord is saying that Vaishnavas are my life. So that's why to please Krishna is very easy. Just please Krishna's devotee. If you displease Krishna or offend Krishna, the fastest way, I'm not recommending this process, but the worst thing is to offend devotees. There is more than even offending the Lord directly. Haristhane aparade, tare hari naam, tomasthane aparade. So if you offend Krishna, then the holy name can forgive you. But if you offend his devotee, then the Lord will not forgive. That's why there's a story that Haridas Thakur goes to a assembly in the house of Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath, and they have discussion on the holy name. So everybody is asked to speak something, and one of the Brahmins says, holy name can give liberation. Another says, holy name can give freedom from sinful activity. And then they ask Haridas Thakur, what is your opinion? Haridas Thakur says, in my opinion, these are simply byproducts. It's like you buy a refrigerator and you get one toothbrush free of charge. You know, it is not a big thing, you know, 10 rupees, 20 rupees. But. So holy name is so exalted that even Namabhas is there four kinds, Sanketam, Parihasyam, Chay, you know. So just indicating something else. You may say, hey, who has come? Just say, Harish is coming. So in that, the name Hari is there. Or somebody just criticizing, you know, oh, what are these people, rascals, just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they are also chanting. That is called helanam, neglectfully. You know, or parihasyam, jokingly. Like when Gaur Purnima took place first time, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, the Hindus were chanting Hari, Hari. Hari, Hari, Hari. And the Muslims were jokingly saying Hari, Hari, Hari. And what they meant, Hari, Hari, Gaur Govind Maharaj explains, is that Hari, Hari, churi, kori. That I am stealing, you know. So although they are chanting in a Namabhas stage, still they get the mercy of the Lord. So Haridas Thakur was saying like this, but one of the Brahmins, Gopal Chakravarti, became so annoyed. He said, I'll cut off your nose. What nonsense. Koti janma brahma jnana mukti nahi hai. After cultivating brahma jnana for thousands of births, you don't get liberation. And you are saying, just by chanting Hare Krishna, you will get all these things? Where is the proof in the Shastra? Haridas Thakur explained very humbly that, don't be angry. He quoted the story of Ajamil. He explained that just like before the appearance of the sun, the sunrise takes place here around 6:45, 7. But 1 hour or 2 hours before, that gradually the darkness is removed and the ghosts and the thieves, they vanish. The thieves and the ghosts, they have similar operating hours, you know, from 11 to 3 or whatever, you know. So, I don't know, I have not practiced these things. So, but it's the same way, before the actual result of the holy name is the development of pure love for God. But before that, byproducts will come. But this Brahman was so angry, was so proud, because he did not have faith in the holy name. Although he was knowledgeable in Shastra. See, knowledge of Shastra is a useful tool. But the goal should be development of faith in the holy name. Like there's a very nice book called Prema Vivarta. Jagadananda Pandit wrote that. And I'm not recommending to read the whole book. I mean, if you have time. But I recommend that just a few verses which are quoted by Shachinandan Maharaj, in one book called Naam Rahasya. You see, the small book. There he quotes that Jagdanand Pandit saying that even in devotional service, one should do whatever is asked to do, but focus on holy name. You cannot, do not get diverted to too many forms of devotional service. So, and of course, he recommends Vairagi Kare Sada Naam Sankirtan. You know. So, by absorbing in the holy name, automatically all the other limbs of devotional service are covered. On the other hand, the other items of devotional service, they become perfect when they are connected with the holy name. Like we are doing hearing, before that we chant the name of Krishna. By deity worship, we are chanting the name of Krishna. Things getting time, I'll just end here that Haridas Thakur story. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur told these examples, but still Gopal Chakravarti was so angry. He said, I'll cut off your nose if what you're saying is false. I mean, how would you feel? You'd feel very upset if somebody... But Haridas Thakur smiles, don't worry. If I'm wrong, I'll cut off my own nose. It requires great humility to tolerate this. And all the other people like Balaram Acharya and Hiranand Majumdar, they were so angry, they immediately sacked him off. He was their employee. And they came to beg forgiveness from Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur says, no, it's not your fault. Even not his fault also. Because he's Tarka Nishta. He's a logician. Logic can take you to a certain point, spiritual logic also. But after a certain point, it is faith and mercy of the Lord. By logic, we have to understand the limitations of logic. You know, that the holy name, how can you explain that these syllables, Hari, Krishna, Rama, that all knowledge is there in this? You know, I remember one person, he would read this book, he said, you chant Hare Krishna. I gave him one cassette of Prabhupada chanting. He connected to an oscilloscope, you know, to see the wave pattern, what is going on. But through this, you cannot understand. Holy name is not a mundane sound vibration. So finally, what happened was, Gopal Chakravarti contracted leprosy, his nose fell off. And then in the last conclusion, Prabhupada writes, Bhakta Sabhava Dosha Chama Kare, Krishna Sabhava Chama Ninda Sahite Na Pare. When you offend a devotee, the devotee forgives immediately, but the Lord does not forgive. So we should be very cautious of not offending devotees, or just glorifying devotee. By serving devotee, we are reaching the heart of the Lord. That I'll just end with one small story which I really, my favorite story, and I hope to follow someday. That when Ramanujacharya was serving in Kanchipuram, there was one great devotee named Kanchipurna who would fan the Lord, Chamar Seva. So Ramanujacharya knew that Kanchipurna had intimate contact with the Lord. The deities could talk to him, it was like a chat. Direct, not waiting for WhatsApp, double blue lines, you know. But directly he could talk. So he asked, Ramacharya said, please ask the Lord. I am always serving the devotees, but I do not get opportunity to serve the deities. Will I get perfection? Will I get the mercy of the Lord? And so Kanchipurna asked, Ramacharya is standing here. Ramacharya is asking. And the Lord smiled. He said, because Ramacharya is serving my devotees, he will definitely attain perfection in this life. Then Kanchipurna started thinking about himself. What about me? I am serving you, the deities, but not the devotees. Lord said, one who serves my devotee, pakka, sure. But one who is serving me, not sure. It's like RAC, you know, not confirmed. may or may not get confirmation. Immediately Kanchipurna left the chamber, went to serve the devotees in disguise. Like sometimes we go in a place, you know, like some prasadam, you may not have permission, but you disguise and get it. So he went in disguise to serve. For 2 months he was serving the Lord. And then again he came to Lord and asked. Lord said, now you will get perfection. That is the conclusion of today's verse, just to serve the devotees. And always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any comments? Questions, I think. It's already time, maybe. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari ki jai, Shri Mahaprabhu ki jai.